And we will get started in about 20 seconds. Well, there's Amanda. All right, I have 7:15 and I'm going to call to order our Board of Finance meeting, special meeting for May 4th. And we have present on the Board of Finance, Charlie, Kristen, Ashley, and Amanda and Ross. And I do not see Mr. Monroe online or hiding anywhere in the room. So we can get started with our agenda, which is public participation is the first, second item after our call to order. And we have one person for the public. I don't know if Danae wants to say anything.
Do you need me to stand up or am I okay here?
Why don't you come up so we can hear you?
Sure.
I mean, we can hear you, but yeah. I just want to make sure.
I just want to say thank you. And last week's meeting was great. And I think everybody felt heard, which is really important. And I just came back to follow up and see what your next steps are. I have the agenda right now.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking at. And I'm really hoping for a good outcome. I've been following a few of the other different towns in the area as well and what they're doing. I know it's a scary place out there this year. I do have a question about tonight's agenda. So the budget referendum is on May 25th, and I'm not sure that's the right date.
No, it's the 23rd.
Yeah, so I also came because I'm like, oh, is that another date change? Because there was other confusing misinformation of things.
No, it's the May 3rd, and should the budget not pass on that date, it's every 2 weeks thereafter, except there's a three-week jump, so we avoid 4th of July.
Yep, we've been there.
Okay.
We don't we're not back there this year. All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for being here. And I do not see any other hands raised. So I'm going to continue with our ongoing business, which is discussion of our 2020. What?
I just want to, hi everybody. I just want to confirm what I heard Danae say, that the referendum is on May 23rd, correct?
Yeah. That is correct.
That's what I communicated. So I just wanted to be sure. Thank you.
Yep, the 23rd is correct.
Ross, can you just name everybody that so that Ashley can get it from the
I did before, but I can do it again.
No, just the Board of Education members also, just so that she has everybody who should be listed.
Okay. So the other people present are Jill Collins, Jim Rupert, Kristen Hecht, and Rhea Klein. And there's a couple of phone numbers that I do not know who they are, if they would identify themselves, if they are public or whoever they are. And the phone numbers are not identifying themselves. So I am going to mute them and anybody else. And then if you want to speak, please unmute yourself. I'm just muting folks so we don't get background noise picked up. So we can continue with our discussion and of 2023 and 2024 expenditures and revenue. So I guess the first thing I will ask is, Kristen Hecht, I believe you had said that from Board of Education, there is no additional savings from 2023 to pass on to 2024, correct?
That is correct at this time, yes. Again, I will say, preface that with, it's likely we will return money, but with the state of special education right now, we're just not comfortable. We're just not.
Okay. So it's still an open question, but as of what we have to get done tonight and present on the 23rd, no change. Okay, so then I guess I would ask the same question for the Board of Selectmen for Jim Rupert. I know Pam Sawyer will not be here, and she said she was going to delegate that to Jill and to Jim if there was any savings from 2023 that can be passed on as revenue for 2024.
On Tuesday evening, the Board of Selectmen voted to give $100,000 toward next year's budget.
Thank you. So it's an even 100,000, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Amanda has a question.
The public that are here, I think when we say they wanted to give $100 towards next year.
100,000.
Right, 100,000. I think it's important to clarify that for the public that they found 100,000 that they anticipate will be unused in a variety of different sources that totals to $1,000.
100,000.
What did I say? $100,000.
You increased it. It went from 100 to 1,000. But we're with you.
It's not just money. It's
money from the 2023 budget that they, as you said, will not anticipate spending.
And it was from miscellaneous sources.
Is there any particular source, Jim?
It's from a variety of sources. Okay.
So then I think the next thing we would want to do is, you know, with Jill is do we anticipate, you know, take a look at what we anticipated as revenues for 2024 to see if anything has changed. And once we've done that, we can take a look at the impact from any changes to the 2024 anticipated revenues and take into account that additional $100,000 that the Board of Selectmen has, you know, found as surplus in 2023 and see what impact that has, you know, on, you know, the mill rate and the amount that we're expecting to need to raise from taxes.
So I went through all of the revenue as at to date, and I included in the spreadsheet I'm going to show you the $100,000 going in and the $25,000 coming out.
Yep.
And then I did suggested if you would changes based on what we had for what we used for the public hearing.
Yep.
For revenue, and then suggested changes. So let me bring that up. And the changes I highlighted in yellow.
Yeah.
So.
And the 25,000 coming out, just to clarify, is because of that miscalculation of where the funds from the.
The 25 has to go into the rainy day fund or fund balance, if you will. The first 25,000, and that's all we have. So
yeah, which is from the contingency fund.
Correct. Okay. So in column D, and is this big enough to change the size at all?
It's actually not showing.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me go back. Let me hit share.
There we go.
Okay. So column D, is it? Do you need to change size?
A little bigger.
A little bigger, if you could.
Well, it doesn't want to cooperate. Nah. Nope. 1 second. Nah, it won't change for me. I don't know. I'm trying to hit in. It won't. So what? It won't do it. It's not cooperating.
I do it before you share it.
Okay, hold on. Let me unshare. Okay, good. Here we go. Better?
If you don't know, it sounds like Jeopardy here with a big clock ticking up on the wall while you're doing that.
That's better, Jill. Thank you.
Okay. So in D, that's revenues as of today.
Yep.
In column E, that's what we went into the public hearing with. In column F is my suggested changes based on the current new revenues today. So
go ahead. So it's 15,000, but there's some more down below.
Right. So then I added the 100,000 for the Board of Selectmen, took out the 25,000, went down. So with this increase, it would change the mill rate to, 1 second, 43.82. That would be the new mill rate based on these changes.
Can you scroll back up to the top for a second?
Please. I didn't hear that.
Can you scroll back up?
To the
top for a yep. So could you repeat the mill rate again, Jill?
43.82. Based on these changes. Now, those are just what I'm suggested. You can take them or not. Totally up to you.
So you're adding 5K to motor vehicle, 5K to supplemental, 3K prior year taxes, and 3 interest and fees, $5. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's more. Okay.
All right. Okay, so I'll just entertain some discussion on these.
I haven't seen significant at all.
So what was the total change? Is there a total?
It's approximately 115,000 total. Mm-hmm. Or wait, a little bit less than that. It's under 100 because we added some, took some out, or?
Jill, I'm sorry, what was the total dollar adjustment there?
I'm doing it right now.
It's the difference between E and F at the bottom, which looks like it's a little shy of 100.
91,575. Correct.
We'll just ask the board if there's any other items on here you want to revisit. Are you comfortable with the numbers that Jill has provided or any others that we want to revisit? Charlie?
I'm just curious, Jill, have you heard anything about the state legislature's recent actions to see if that's going to affect us at all?
Recent action for what, I'm sorry?
I understand one of the things they're looking at doing is increasing the education allotment to communities. Is that for next year, or is it this for the following year that affects us?
These numbers that I have right now are what these came from the state. So if they are changing it, I don't, well, actually ours went down. Yeah, no. For ECS?
Any of them.
Well, these sources are actually going to do it from, they're going to go back to their old formula way of doing it, which will be more, it'll be different. And it's based on actuals more so than just a number. But if they're increasing it, I haven't heard that. And these are the numbers that have come from the state.
And as usual, the state will not have their numbers finalized until after we have to have our numbers finalized.
Correct.
So the only way we would know is if we had some legislative insight that's was fairly reliable, and it seems like we don't have that.
And I'm sorry, are we expecting that to be better or worse for us?
When they do the
formula.
Right now, it's a decrease. The ECS has gone down. Let me see. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find. So our ECS has gone down for next year.
Okay.
Why is that? But what's showing here is just 23. I don't have the other revenues here on this spreadsheet, but it has gone down.
Okay.
But Jill, if they went back to the old way of calculating it, that would be better for us, correct?
Not necessarily. It's all based on actual expenditures in kind. It's based on actuals.
Any further discussion about this? Sounds like there's no additional information that we're going to be having before we need to get the budget, you know, approve the budget and move it forward. Which doesn't mean that between now and when we have to meet again after the vote, whichever way that goes, that we may get additional information. Charlie?
The percentages that we've been floating around the last couple of meetings, where we were talking about like a 5% increase over the prior year, this, with these reductions that we're looking at now, the give backs, how do those percentages change? I know that the mill rate, great to be below 44, but how about when I look at other town budgets where they've gone up 4%, Coventry, I think, just passed the 4% increase. What is our percentage of increase over last year's budget? Do we know?
I thought the Coventry one failed.
I don't know, but I can look it up. Give me 1 second, please.
In the paper, they said they had passed it, so.
Yeah.
But when we take the percentage of increase, we take it from the adopted budget from last year. So we didn't change our adopted expenses from last year. So it's still, and our expenses haven't changed. So it's still 5.89%, right? This is just revenue.
Yeah, that would be true.
Yeah.
That would be true.
Yeah, that's true, because it's just really which how the pie is getting filled, mm-hmm. So the increase stays the same, correct?
If someone's going to ask that question, I'd rather it be us. Somebody.
Yeah.
Correct. It's 5.89. Yes.
5.89. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so basically spending the same, but because of this additional revenue that we are realizing, the mill rate can be lower, but the total spend is the same. So any further discussion, you know, on revenue or expenditures? Because then the next thing we'll do is go to the budget calendar just to review. And I think Jill has some of the key dates below that are, you know, coming up soon. So let's take a look at those and then we can move on to the new business, which will be to officially recognize these revenues and, you know, adopt a budget, hopefully, and act on the budget question, ballot question. So basically, by the 10th, we have to adopt a budget. And from what I have heard is we are not going to have any additional information between now and then that would change anything, per what we've heard from, you know, potential additional funding from the state, from Board of Education and Board of Selectmen. So when we get to the new business, I would suggest that we really, you know, adopt the budget and get all of that other work done to avoid having a meeting next week, which will not really serve a purpose. And then after that, we will have our regular meeting on the 18th. Referendum is on the 23rd, as we had mentioned. And we will have a special meeting after. Jill's is correct for the 26th is the special meeting date. It shouldn't be the 26th, it should be the 24th, correct?
It's up. Do you see it? Is it up now? Do you see the calendar?
Okay, I'm looking at the agenda. Where was the 20? It was off by 2 days. So it's the 24th. Yes. Yeah, we need to have that meeting regardless of which way the budget goes. So any discussion on the, you know, budget calendar, you know, with the dates?
In fact, I won't be available on the 18th. And I hope to be back for the 24th.
Thank you, sir.
And also that absentee ballots will be available as soon as the numbers are presented to the town clerk. For those that are coming out of town and would like to submit absentee ballots, the time to get them is once you file it down.
Yeah, and they have to be actually picked up in person because of the timing between, you know, we have less than 2 weeks, so you have to go and pick the ballots up, any absentee ballots up in person. They can't be mailed.
I didn't want to ask Charlie, but I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes, Amanda.
Can we file with the town clerk earlier and give people more time, or is that not how it works?
We need to file with the budget tonight. And then they also need to go and get the ballots printed, because they can't do that until we adopt the question that goes on the ballot. So there's a couple steps before the ballots actually can be printed. And then there's usually like a week or so turnaround time with the ballots. So the sooner we get this done, the sooner the ballots will be ready. But good questions. So yeah, definitely we'll have the absentee ballots. And also for folks who live out of town, but have property that was on the grand list, people who are not residents but own property in Bolton that was on the grand list as of October 1st of last year, can vote, even if they're not registered voters in Bolton. So if you do know friends who have property, but they live out of town and are registered to vote in another town, they can come and vote just by showing, you know, the fact that they own the property here. that they're who they are, and we have their, and we can match them up with the property that's on the grand list. So this is one of those things where you do not have to be a registered voter in the town in order to participate, because it's a financial matter. So then let's move on to the new business. I'm not seeing any other discussion on the budget calendar. So we can move on to new business and consider and possibly act on our 2023 revised revenues. And Jill, could you put that back up on screen just so we have the total, so that when we make a motion that we know exactly what it is? Jill? Did I lose you? Oh, there it is. So then the total proposed revenue that we're looking at would be $22,668,363.96. Correct? Yes, Amanda.
Are we voting on FY23 revised revenues or FY24 revised?
23. You're revising 23.
This year.
Correct. We haven't come up with 24s yet. Yes, 23. Okay. Revising. Yep.
We have to do that next.
Sorry. Well, you're going to, next you're going to do a number. You're not going to necessarily adopt revenues for 24. You're going to just come up with an expenditure number. Because yep. We still have time, even though we can't recognize it in the document, we still have time to recognize revenue that we may be able to, that may be higher or lower, depending on if something happens that changes the revenue, but we can recognize it to do the mill rate, but we can't recognize it to change it. I know that doesn't make any sense, but unfortunately the charter doesn't allow us to change it.
So then I would just entertain a motion to accept the fiscal year 2023 revised revenues of $22,068,363.96.
It'll be rounded to 364.
I could restate it, but we went over these with a fine tooth comb, yeah. You know.
So that is Kristen making the motion. Do I have a second? Charlie, Dana seconding it. Do we have any further discussion? And now you can make your comment.
No, I mean, it was just, we went over these numbers one evening for a few hours just to find $25,000. I feel pretty comfortable moving forward with this, especially with the adjustments that were just made, which were small, but still, I feel comfortable moving forward.
Because we've looked at these several times over the last two or three weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you look at the original submitted budget, it's been reduced about 1.2 million from the original proposal prior to any cuts occurring at all. And I think that's, again, I will state that I thought it was too much to begin with as far as cuts go.
Yeah.
Because we are already starting to lose things. But right now, I think that's, from what we have, we're being as effective as we can be. You know, everything beyond this point is going to be a loss of service or a loss of programs.
Yeah.
Well, and just one more comment. The reality when I listened to the audio from the public hearing, the statement was made that, you know, we have not been staying up with the inflation.
No.
And eventually that was going to catch up with us. And it's here. We'd be doing ourselves, I feel, a disservice not moving forward with this. It's just the reality. So.
Any further discussion on the motion about accepting the revised revenues? I am not seeing any, then I will entertain a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? So this, we accepted the revised revenues for 2020, fiscal year 2023 unanimously. No noes or abstentions. So let's move on to the next one, which is to consider and possibly act on our fiscal year 2024 budget adoption. So Jill, if we got those numbers again, so that we can look at those.
Well, what exactly, okay, so I don't know what exactly, what do you want to-
Just what the actual budget proposed in dollars for, because we're going to need that anyway. If we don't need to see it, if you can just. I left my copy at home with the notes of the exact amount.
So this is the front page of the. So it's going to be the $24,826,779.
Okay.
So something that I'll share with you all, that I spoke with Chelsea Grattan today, and they are going to, the worst case scenario, and there's two options, and it'll have to be go through the Board of Selectmen, but the worst case scenario is that the interest rate is a variable interest rate, and it could change, but right now they're going to go to 3%, and they're going to it's going to be $3 million instead of $7 million that we'll get interest on. So that being said, you might want to revisit, let me bring you up. You might want to revisit the interest rate that's adopted, or which we would set forth, is right now at $15,000.
This is...
This talking about 24.
Yeah, we're getting a bunch of incredulous looks around here at the sudden generosity.
But you need to understand it's a variable interest rate, and that could change.
So let's just understand this a little bit more clearly, Jill. So we had a fixed interest rate currently,
It was never fixed.
Because it was giving the impression that it was a fixed rate the way we were discussing it. And I'm seeing a number of other people nodding that they got the same impression that I did.
That's just what we had at the time, but it was never fixed. They would never be a fixed rate.
All right. So then it's really the same situation regarding it's a variable rate, which we now understand. And that instead of paying interest when on the balance above $7 million, we will get interest on the balance that's above $3 million, correct?
Correct.
And this will be a 3% interest rate at the moment, as opposed to a 1%.
That's what it will go up once the Board of Selectmen makes a decision on the two different options.
So what's the other
option? I'm not going to get into that now. This is the worst case scenario. I don't have it in front of me. So
this is the worst. This is the least that we would get.
Correct. Now, you have to keep in mind that the later we go to not adopting a budget, the less money you're going to collect, and it'll be further out before. And I looked back and we were between 2.5 and 3 million in July last year and August. So we were paying fees for July and August last year. And depending on how our budget adoption goes, it may be the same scenario going forward this year. But that being said, I mean, we're only looking at trying to get to 3 million before we're not paying fees anymore.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So at the very least, if we're not making, well, we should be making a little bit more, but we won't be paying as much fees either.
You know, let's restate that clearly, I think, for the public, just so that they understand that the longer it takes to adopt a budget, the less we could be getting from our interest, which is revenue for the town. It could be costing us additional money that we could be getting. I think that is important for the public to understand.
Yeah, because that's something that we did bring up the last time when we did the public hearing, is that there are two costs to a delay in adopting the budget. One is the cost of each referendum at approximately $4,500 bucks, more or less, in that area. And then there's also the cost that you just brought up, Kristen, of the fact that we can't start booking revenue with the bank until we have an adopted budget. And that allows our balance to stay low, you know, stay below the point where we do not pay fees and where we start making interest. So there's an opportunity cost there that gets lost, you know, that interest. And we don't know the exact amount of that, but it is not insubstantial. Yes, Amanda.
So when Chelsea Garten was presenting last time, they said that we only earn interest on stuff above $7 million because we needed to keep at least $7 million in there to offset fees. So now are they saying they lied, or are they going to charge us fees?
It didn't lie. This is what they answered the RFP, and that's what they said the RFP, and that's what we accepted. So they didn't lie. That we accepted their RFP, which was $7 million. Now they went back and they relooked at this information. And so again, if they could change that interest rate right back down, depending on the economy. But at this point in time, the $7 million is a fixed number.
The Feds are not going to lower interest rates anytime soon.
That's not what I heard today from Jim Rupert's wanting
to say something.
Yeah, if I might interject, you know, there's another cost too, which is the cost of additional tax billings, which is not inconsequential. And then, you know, the other thing I would remark on with regard to Chelsea Groton Bank is, you know, when they put that RFP out and we accepted it, they didn't have a history with us. They now have about a year or 18 months worth of history with the town of Bolton. So they now know what we cost them. And interest rates have gone up significantly since then. So they're able to leverage the money that we have deposited with them to offset our costs for them. So I think that's the reason that, you know, it was timely for the Board of Finance to have a discussion with them and why they're willing to make some changes.
I think
those are important points.
Yeah. And so thank you for that background. But I would just want to make, you know, a note of this for the future Board of Finance, which will be in place starting in November, that this is something, a good lesson that we learned is to, when we're concerned about the interest rates, get the bank in here and have a conversation with them. Because we didn't do this last year, and it's something new that we tried this year, and it's part of the things that we talked about of doing things differently. So I'd just like to get that on the record for the new board when they come in. And if any of you guys wind up being on it, is just to, you know, remember that and ask for that. So again, thank you, Jim, for that additional background. So then, is there any reasonable amount that Jill, that you would think, based on your experience with seeing how the numbers go, that would be a reasonable amount we might consider? Because I really cannot figure it out from the knowledge that I have.
I really don't know, because again, it depends on when we adopt a budget. It depends on a lot of factors. So it depends on the economy.
Do we know what the average monthly amount is that we carry in that account? Just on average.
Not, no, I don't know the average. Again, we started out widely in July and August with 2.5 million. It really depends on the adoption of the budget and the collection and the timing of the collection.
So at the very least, we wouldn't really get much relief from this for probably a, it looks like it's not going to be until June or, you know, July or August, maybe, if not later, depending on how long the referendums go. Right. So, I mean, you look at the worst case scenario, like we did last year, we went to 4 referendums. So since Jill presented the worst case for the benefits we might get from the new arrangement with the bank, then I would look at what's the worst case with what we've typically had. Hopefully we won't, which is 4 votes. And that takes us into July. And then we have those additional costs of those, 2 of those referenda being next year, the lost interest, the increased fees. And then as Jim had also mentioned, the additional cost of the supplemental property tax billing that they have to do. So my thoughts are, it sounds like it would be prudent to not change anything. I don't know what the rest of you think.
No, I agree with that. We got burned on, and we did it to ourselves with the interest. Let's leave it. The bank situation's weird. We don't know what's, let's leave it.
And we would have to enter into something with them too.
Right, exactly. Yeah, let's not.
Have an approval one way versus another, and it may change completely by the time they
get around to it. Yeah. So I would just entertain a motion then to, Jill, could you scroll down just so we could see the amount again for the budget? So it's the 24,826,779. So I would entertain a motion to approve that number for the 2024 budget.
And this has to be read as is on the form, correct?
Correct. And then it will need to be on the form.
Yeah.
It'll need to be written on the form, and then Ross, you'll need to sign it.
Well, there's 2 things we're doing. We have to go and act on the budget adoption. So do we not adopt the budget and then we go and act on the ballot question, or do you need to do both at the same time?
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah, I would do, yes.
I would do it the way you have it on here.
Yep,
so
that's fine. Yep. Okay.
They're just different steps. So this is just purely to approve the budget adoption. And then we can go on to making sure of the what goes on to the actual ballot question. So again, this is for item B. Then I'll entertain a motion to approve the accept the fiscal year 2024 budget at $24,826,779.
So moved for that amount.
Charlie Dana made the motion, and who seconded? Kristen Gurley seconded it. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Abstentions? Nays? So the motion passes unanimously by all members of the Board of Finance, you know, present. So let's go on to that other question that came up of the actual, the other question, which is the question of what goes on the ballot. And for this, I would, again, I will state, you know, I will entertain a motion to the effect that at its May 4th, 2023 special meeting, the Board of Finance of the Town of Bolton, Connecticut voted the following. Shall the annual budget for the Town of Bolton, Connecticut for the fiscal year 2024 as recommended by the Board of Finance in the amount of, and Jill took that 24 thank you, Kristen wrote it down, to the amount of $24,826,779 be adopted. So I'll entertain a motion to that effect.
Okay.
I'll let Amanda do it. She can make the motion. Amanda made the motion. Do I have a second? Kristen seconded it. Any further discussion?
Actually, yeah. Not on that question per se, but on the ballot. So I was talking to someone from Hebron today. Their budget failed yesterday, I think, but they also put a question on their ballot that, like, if you voted, is the budget too high or too low? Or is the budget, did you vote? I don't know. I can't remember, but to figure out if people thought we're voting no because it was too high or too low. Now I understand our hands are tied. We obviously can't raise the budget even if it fails, but I think it would be potentially interesting for us to see, take the temperature of the people potentially, of particularly this year, because we've had so much feedback from parents in the school system concerned about the school system, where, you know, I feel like they are supporting the education budget, but part of me also thinks they would like for it to be higher. I don't know, just throwing it out there to see if we had any interest in trying to include such a question in our ballot to gauge where the townsfolk are.
So I have two thoughts on that. One is I like the idea. And then two is, are we allowed to do so?
Well, here's where I would probably push back against it. If we had different wording in our charter, which was to revise, but because we don't have that wording, we have reduce. I feel that, and maybe it's too large of an assumption, that when, you know, just looking at the nose, they feel like it's too high.
Yeah, I guess part of me is wondering, and I don't know to the extent that I know the town voted on the charter last year, and I don't know if we have to wait another 10, 20 years to change that charter, but I would think, like, potentially if we were seeing that the public thought maybe the budget should be higher, that the Board of Selectmen or whoever has the power to change the charter to revise may want to consider that option again.
I think the state mandates that it be done at least every 10 years. I don't think there's a prohibition against doing it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard some people, you know, concerned with how it ended up the way it is with a must reduce instead of revise. And
because that's what people voted for.
All right, I get that. But, you know, I don't know. I'm just the person who likes data to make informed decisions.
I'm agreeing with you, but I think it would need more discussion, yeah, you know, outside of just, you know, this group here to do it. And I like the idea, and I think it's a good thing to bring forward.
Because if you know that that's how the charter is written, when you vote, you know the consequence of your no vote. That's assuming you know that.
Right.
Yeah. So any further discussion? Again, good discussion. I'm not seeing any further discussion. So all those in favor of adopting this question, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? So the question's adapted unanimously. So Jill, just a technical question. I have a copy of this here that I can sign right now.
Right, yes, so sign that. And then.
And where do I just leave it here, or do I?
No. Jim, slip it under? Jim, you said that there's a folder or a bin.
Yeah, if you look at the door into the selectman's office.
Yes.
There's a plastic pocket on that door. If you just
If you put
the number in and then sign it, if you leave it in there, I will give it to the town clerk first thing in the morning.
All right, will do.
Thank you.
Thank you. So since this is a special meeting, we cannot bring up any other topics that are not on the agenda. And we will all meet again on May 18th. And in between then, ballots will be printed, gotten to the town clerk for the absentee balloting, and the registrars will be checking out their voting machines and testing them and getting things set up and training poll workers. And I would also just ask if anybody's interested in being a poll worker, contact the registrars. We can certainly use some more help. So then I will entertain a motion for adjournment. Second. So Charlie made the motion, and I'll give Ashley that second. And then we are adjourned. Thank you. She waved first before you spoke.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.